Hello and welcome to Weaving Voices podcast. This is Josephine Thomason, and today I'm going to offer a little ceremony for the summer solstice. Today is June 21st, 2023, and it is summer solstice right now. And why we do ceremony and celebrate with the summer solstice is that it is one of the natural celebrations. It's not a Hallmark holiday, it is a nature holiday. And all the beings of nature are like, we made it, woohoo! And they would like you to honor them as well for all of their efforting that we don't even recognize most of the time that they're doing. So today we're going to offer this little ceremony situation of what you will need to do it with me, besides your intention and your focus and a little bit of time, is to pick some flowers. If you get about 12 flowers and a bowl of water, that should be sufficient for doing the ceremony. So this is going to be a water ceremony, which I like to use a pretty bowl, but you know, whatever you got is fine, even a Tupperware. You just want a container to hold the water and some, fill it with some water and go for a walk, or if you have some flowers in your yard, get some flowers. It shouldn't be a big deal. If it is, I'm sorry, but if you can find some flowers to work with, that would be great. And you can pause now and then come back when you're ready. All right, so summer solstice, why we celebrate. As I said, it is a beautiful moment of the turning of the season. We are going into summer. Here in Tucson, we've already been in summer, but it is the changing of the season, and we honor this time because it is like the most glorious. Everything is starting to bloom. If you've got a garden, it should be growing, and nature has been doing good work, keeping us alive, keeping us going. The weather and all the beings of weather have moved so much water around the planet and all of that. So this is our opportunity to honor that and also honor ourselves and our own process of the last 4 months. What, if anything, we have not really completed, what energetically is still binding us, what we might still need to let go of. The solstices and equinoxes are a beautiful time to come current energetically, to pay your yin debt, any, you know, if you haven't been sleeping enough, or your yang debt, if you haven't been moving enough. Just allowing yourself to come back to balance, and in whatever way you can, to release what needs to be released. And then calling in what needs to be called in, what your intentions you're holding, what's holding you back from stepping forward into those things, all that good stuff. So, that said, let us begin. So, to do any sort of ceremony, the main key ingredients are calling to our spiritual friends and then doing our work within it. So, if you think of this time as like shutting down your computer, closing all your tabs, you know, letting yourself really step outside of time and space and letting this be sacred time. I'm not going to go on for too long, so just to give you fair warning, it won't be terribly long, but try not to be distracted during this time. So opening up time and space is the first step. So if you just close your eyes, take some nice deep breaths with me, and listen to me calling in You can add anything that I don't. You know, if there's somebody or some beings that you work with that I don't call, just feel free to add it. And okay, here we go. I call to the winds of the west, the east, the north, and the south. I call out to all those winds and waters, mountains, lineages, and stars of the four directions all around me. I ask you for your presence here. I ask you to open up this time and space with me for ceremony, for the celebration of the summer solstice. I call out to Pachamama, sweet Mother Earth, and all the beings of nature, the winds, the waters, the mountains, lineages, stars, all those beings that have supported us all throughout this year. I call out to you, I ask you for your attention and your love and your guidance in this moment of celebration. I invite you to the party. I ask you to come and be with me. And I call to the above, the sun, the moon, the stars, Venus and Mars, all of those points of light above. I call out to Great Spirit, to Wiracocha Teximoyo, call out to the Sophia Dragon Tribe and the Cosmic Dragons of the Oneness, all of those beautiful dragon beings I call out to, and I ask you for your presence here. Those Ascended Masters and Angelic Ones who would like to join this celebration, I call out to you, I ask you for your presence. And I call to my higher self, and I ask you to call to your higher self, and I ask you to be present with me, to join your prayers with mine, to allow us to connect through the internet, through time and space, allowing this to be time outside of time, sacred. Nice deep breaths with me. And we'll just begin by taking three little flowers and bringing them together. And with your breath and intention, blowing onto those flowers, your blessings and gratitude, so much gratitude for this world, for the food that has fed you, for your home, for your connections between people. So much gratitude to all the beings of nature who have supported you and supported me. I thank you, thank you, thank you so much for all of your love and support, all that I have received. Deep, deep gratitude. I allow that to flow through my heart and through my breath. And I offer it up as my offering, this solstice offering. Now I'm going to drop these flowers into the water, allowing them to put that gratitude right into that water and allowing all of that to seep in. And then the next three little flowers you're going to want to bring together, and in this moment, calling up all the darkened, stagnant, ungrounded energies. Anything that you are, any places you are out of balance, any yin debt or yang debt, any places where you need balance, calling that energy forward and up and out, allowing it to come out of your body into these flowers through your breath and your intention. Nice deep breaths. tapping on any places where things feel stuck, that aren't quite moving yet, giving yourself this opportunity to really unwind. You can take the flowers and put them in your energy body and unwind whatever is feeling a little, if there's pain coming up or just whatever feelings are coming up, just follow that and give yourself this opportunity. And I am finding that I have some stagnancy here in my throat. And I definitely have been feeling, I've been feeling very stuck in the mud around offering out loud on the internet, as I'm doing right now. I'm proud of myself showing up for it. But this, I feel it in my throat a lot, so I'm just taking a moment here to really scrub that down, giving myself compassion for all the reasons I feel blocked, letting that compassion flow and allowing these to release up and out, up and out. Better out than in, right? Nice deep breaths, blowing, blowing, blowing. Offering all of this up, recognizing this is a new turning of the wheel, next steps. Maybe tapping on your knees, ankles, hips, any of those forward motion places where a lot of energy tends to get stuck when we're not stepping forward. And I just want you all to have so much compassion with yourself that there is just so many reasons that we can feel stuck, and just give yourself compassion, but give yourself this opportunity to let it move, opening up any places within our energy body that is stagnant, stuck, anything that is intrusive, anything that is holding us back, be from ourselves or anyone else, letting all of that release fully from us and onto those flowers, pulling it out, letting those flowers be a magnet for all of that energy. And then offering it to the water. Thank you, thank you, thank you to this water for taking all of that for us. Releasing it to its next highest level of being when we take it outside. If you need to do more on that one, you can pause and continue on. Otherwise, I'm going to move on to the next little bundle of flowers, three flowers, calling to our intent, what it is we see, what we would like to step forward into, and blowing that up and out. Holding that intention so clearly. You could write it down if you need to, if that feels good to you, or if you know what that is. And even if you don't know what that is, you can, if you don't really know, you can just intend to be in alignment with your soul's assignments. So anything that your, you know, your bossy soul would like you to do, you can just say, I am in alignment with that, and let it come clear over time. Or if you have something real specific that you're working on and you know what that is, you can focus on that. Saying, I am in alignment with my assignments. I am in alignment with my assignments. I am in alignment with my assignments. Letting yourself explore what that is through, you know, you can let it come forward over time, but in this moment, that's all that's really necessary. really honoring that this is, you know, the next stage. It's time for movement, time for growth, whatever that might be for you. All right, so then allowing those to be given to the waters. And now the last three little flowers, asking for resetting. So calling for the whole luminous body, the physical body, the matrix and pattern of your form to reset, repair, reknit, and upgrade to this new expanded place. Repairing any and all places of damage within and blowing that in onto the flowers. Resetting, repairing, reuniting, upgrading. Calling for clean, clear, strong boundaries. Asking for so much support and love and guidance in this next chapter, this next time. Blowing all of that gratitude and allowing that resetting to take place. And then offering it to the water. So that is going to be the ceremony for today, and really, that's plenty. What you're going to do now is take your bowl of water when you're complete and pour it on a plant outside that's thirsty, offering as you do it, saying thank you to the water and the earth and all the beings of nature, and celebrating, and just, you know, pour in the water. There you go. And then after you complete that, then you're going to just say thank you to all those that we called in. Say thank you, thank you, thank you. And close the ceremony. So I'm going to let you guys do that on your own. I trust you to do it right. You don't worry. You can't really do it wrong. It's just mostly, it's polite. It's like hanging up the phone, saying goodbye. So before I go, I'm going to after this little bit, I'm going to include a song that my friend Juliana channeled, maybe. She brings them in. She's so good like that, for the solstice. It's a solstice song. And she's given permission to play it here, and I hope you enjoy it. And thank you, thank you, thank you for participating with me. Thank you for listening. Thank you for connecting your heart with mine. I appreciate you so much, and I hope you have a great rest of your day.